وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human justice from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. Human rights in general from his perspective. One of the things that Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi had to face was poverty of his time. And obviously, not just his time, but he wanted to pass the message to generations to come until the Day of Judgment. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he looked at the world intently. He looked at every aspect of it, without any exception, of course. He kept the individuals as well as the collective rights of the people in mind and did not ignore anything, which is quite a rigorous task to do, that when you want to solve a problem as big as poverty, you need to look at every possible way to eradicate such a problem, keeping, of course, the rights of individuals and people in mind. A task that many organizations today, with billions of dollars behind their backs and government behind their backs, is trying to eradicate poverty, and they are failing miserably. Why? Because they are looking at things with one eye, from one scope. They're not taking every possible opportunities. And even if they manage to find a way, they will end up stepping on other people's right. So in order for me to, do something for humanity, for example, I'm trying to cure a disease, what these people do, this organization, they go to Africa and they test their vaccines on human beings. They turn them into lab rats, which means they put their lives in danger. Now, this is exactly what Amir al-Mu'mineen did not do. He looked at every possible way, keeping in mind that no one should be hurt in the process. He invited the people to look at the beauty of the world and the wonders of creation. At the same time, inform the individuals as well as the society of their rights so they might acquire the greatest bliss and prosperity. It is always self-reform for Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. He had to begin from within. He explained the rights of the individuals, the rights of society, so that the individuals should help one another by mutual cooperation and endeavor for the prosperity of the society and the benefit for all people if they collectively work together. This is exactly how he tried to achieve poverty. And this is the only way you can achieve it, is when you and I cooperate together to help one another. As long as I'm only thinking of myself, thinking of my wealth, collecting for myself, I'm going to be poor. Now, it says that Elon Musk, 3% of his wealth, will eradicate world hunger. One man only. 3% of his wealth, not all of it, would eradicate hunger itself. Do we see them doing it? Of course not. Let us take a break and then we come back right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Man himself is composed of three things. Obviously, a body, a spirit, and sentiments, if we can say the least. Body is a material part of man. It also enjoys right, which must be respected. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayh, whose efforts were centered on the enforcement of the self and good morals, also endeavored to lay the foundation of society on equity and justice, and to enact justice law for the material and worldly life of man. He tried to create that balance, that yes, we do understand that you have a body, and the body is material in its nature, and it requires material matter. But should we let it loose? Should I let myself indulge in anything I desire? If I desire wealth, should I go and get as greedy as I can, even if it means many people will get, you know, hurt in the process, as we see in Africa, for example, the blood diamond? Or no? Or should I, you know, control myself? If I say, no, I need to control myself, where do I begin? And this is exactly where Amir al-Mu'mineen tapped on. The spiritual aspect of man that needs, if that is cultivated, if that's being taught correctly, it should put a leash on the desire of oneself. So he created this kind of reformation from within. It was also the object of Imam Ali alayhi salam to guide people to the purity of heart and the acquisition of good conduct, and to nurture and train the conscience in such a way that they might shun bad habits of their own accord without being forced, and adorn themselves with good qualities. This was the, you know, as simple as we could make it, was the mission of Amir al-Mu'mineen. To make sure that I get rid of all vices and replace them with virtues. If I have these virtues, then I would learn not to harm another human being. I learn to cooperate with other people. I learn to help other people and feed them and give them from what I have. I share with them. This act itself, it should and it will eradicate poverty if we collectively work towards this aim. If we collectively have this idea, this mentality in our mind, the mentality that Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi tried so hard to achieve. However, it is not possible to develop good habits until one has food to eat and dress to wear, and the people cannot acquire means of livelihood until justice is prevailed, which is another issue that we will face in trying to seek virtues. If I'm hungry, good luck to my virtues. Let us continue this topic in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله
صلي على محمد وآله صلي على محمد وآله صلي على محمد وآله